欢迎我们的老朋友也是。
We welcome new and old friends.
讲到这个教会的一些奉献呢，我也趁着这个机会呢，给大家讲讲我们教会这个财务系统，还有教会的一些行政系统，怎么样来运作，让大家知道一个概念。中间有一些新的朋友，一些老的朋友，因为好多时候我们并没有做很多的解释，有些人可能也希望能够知道。是这样，就是说，我们现在教会呢。
So I want to take this time to explain some of the procedures that we do for the tithes and offering.
That's the administration also.
And also administration because we have new friends coming.
就说我们国语教会呢，2007年被牧堂裁派出来成立国语的崇拜。
So in 2017, we have been commissioned to become.The Mandarin group from Church of Zion.
但是我们从行政上和财务上呢，我们一直跟牧堂在一起。
In the administration, we are working with Church of Zion.
牧堂有一个秘书呢，在财务秘书在广内出账入账这一方面。
So a secretary from Church of Zion administers our account.
那最早的时候呢，我们就是。在这个账目上面呢，我们有一个铺，在这个在银行里面有一个铺。
So we have an account in the bank.
是一个铺，是同一个 account， 不用讲这个细节。那现在呢，就是说我们就两个 account， 就是都是在母堂的两个，一个 A 一个 B。
But we now have two accounts under Church of Zion.
但是行政上呢，都是有这个。母堂和我们的这个行政团队呢一起来监管。
But administration wise, our member group has been helping us with the administration, so we're working the same.
那就是我们是同一个董事会，同一个团队，牧者团队来带领。
So it's the same pastoral group.
但是在日常的这个领事啊各方面呢，就是我们团队。比如说我们的运作呢，我们会有我们自己的牧者团队来决定，除非重大的事情我们解决不了的，或者我们不能确定的，我们就会带到牧堂老一辈那边去，我们一起会祷告，一起会解决。
So in the small daily administrations, we decide within our church, but if we pass the big decisions to the mainland church.
We take it.
Yeah.
所以呢，我们的奉献呢，在这边就是说，就是说我们收了以后呢，我们就会有两个人数。
So when we collect the tithes and offering, we have two people counting the money.
那过去呢，就是包括信用卡的奉献也在这里数，但是呢，现在不用，因为直接上网就奉献，直接就有秘书来去管理。银行和秘书。
So in the past, even the credit cards offering we will count within our church, but now we pass it to because we're doing online right now. So the secretary will do the job in counting of money.
所以这呢，我们主要是支票和现金，两个人数奉献数完以后呢，就照相签名，完了以后知道确实的数据，再把它放在银行。
So here we only collect cash or checks. So two people will count the money and take a photo and also sign the paper and deposit into the bank.
那剩下的出账入账呢，就是由牧堂的秘书和行政团队来决定。
So the rest will leave to the secretary in the mining group.
所以让大家知道一下。那这个奉献呢，我们教会做法是按照完全按照圣经的，就是说我们你的奉献呢是对神的一个动作。
So we're doing this according to the Bible. So the tithes of offering that you give will be depends on what.
You with God.
It's only you between you and God.
所以我们不会把这些都公开出来或者什么东西，谁奉献多少都不公开。
So we do not give you the details on how much you give. Like for example, we don't tell the details.
那其他的教会也有不同的做法，但是这些就是要很 会他们有智慧的去处理这些，也有公开的，但是不会公开名字啊，这样，因为有人奉献多，有人奉献少。那我们希望有一些软弱的人呢，不要在这个上面，他有一些想法或者怎么样。
So different church will do it differently. So some church might tell you exactly how much they have collected, but we do not do that. So it just depends on the church. So and also fellows who are weak in giving, so they don't feel left out.
那所以我觉得我们教会呢，这个做就是按照圣经上旧约里面全部奉献在圣殿里，在有圣殿的立位人来服侍神。他是第一个是服侍神的费用，第二个是立位人的费用，第三个是帮助有需要的人。
So we do this according to the Old Testament. So the tithes and offering are collected and they put into the courts, and some are helping the Levites and some are helping the poor and also the administering costs of the courts.
对，所以呢，就是说，在旧约的呢，在新约里面，耶稣也讲，也应该这样做。
So in the New Testament, Jesus also tells the same.
那我今天呢不多讲，我会在讲道的过程里面，今天我讲的题目里面呢会提到一点点，但是要大家就是知道一些我们这个对神的这样一个，这个是完全对神的。
And we are also going to mention about the offering in our message today, but. But tithes and offering are only between you and God.
那至于说我们比如说教会牧者的工资啊这些东西呢，我们教会是这样做法，也给大家告诉一下。
And we also going to tell you more about the
salary, the pastors. 那我们西安教会呢，不能算是很特别。
Church of Zion, we cannot say is special.
但是呢，我们是紧紧的跟随神。
But we hold on to.
所以我们教会的任何一个牧者，他是不是将来受薪啊，或者他真正能不能按理成为牧者呢，他有几个条件。
So there are some conditions in Church of Zion in order for the leadership to be ordained as a pastor.
第一个呢，就是说他是不是真的神呼召他。
First is he being called by God?
那怎么知道他是呼召他不呼召他呢？
How do you know if God has been called or not?
事实上就是说他，你知道心里有一个对主的爱呢，他开始服侍。
So it's the love of God that makes a person to serve God.
他服侍，你可以看到他不计代价。
So when you see a person serving God without any conditions,
所以这些东西呢，慢慢显明出来，神就让他会，真的有个属灵的权柄会给他，就说人会服他。
So when these things reveals, people will, he will have some kind of authority.
是属灵的权柄。
As a spiritual authority.
是在爱里面的。
In love.
所以呢，这是第一个，就是说人会看到。
So people will see.
那我们这个。教会呢也会看到，牧者看到，有时候神就会把感动放在我们的牧者和老牧者的心里面呢，就会为此祷告。
So the pastoral team will see, and sometimes we will put this in our heart and we will discern.
那另外呢，神也不会给我们开玩笑，好像神就突然讲做事情跟人一点不一样，不是这样。
And God do not make it as a joke.
Strange thing.
Yeah, it's a strange thing to ordain someone.
也后来发现呢，就是我们会先知有什么祷告的时候呢，他会启示出来。
Sometimes the prophets will have revelations.
那讲到这里呢，十三号我们会请以缪先知到我们教会来服侍。
We will talk about prophet on the 13th. We will invite Pastor Emil to come.
今天我的信息也会为此做准备。
And my message today will also prepare for him.
要接受启示性的服侍。
So that we
上帝要向每一个人来讲话。
So that we will receive the revelations of prophecy.
那你会发现呢，在这个人在这个服侍的过程里面呢，就是说神会按照他的信心呢，就会借着先知也会来鼓励他，有时候会显明他的恩赐和呼召。
Sometimes the prophets will review special anointings
callings.
Callings for personally.
所以我们牧者会非常看重这个。
So as pastor, we are very we.
很高很高。
Sorry, my babies are crying. I got confused.
Your husband is there, so don't worry. 所以呢，就说我们就是有的会就会来暗牧啊。如果他清楚了，先知也有印证，他是服侍的，牧者心里都有平安，就会暗牧。
Sometimes we will have ordination for a particular person if we have the revelation.
那在这个同时呢，好多人你看到他的火热的服侍呢，他真的心思也不在赚钱上面，或者说他根本很多的时间都拿来服侍。那这时候呢，领薪水是一种很正常的事情。
So it is normal to receive a salary if a person starts serving in the Lord and he does not devote a lot of time in making money by for himself.
以后我们在讲到的时候呢，就发现新约里面说呢，就是说他会 deserve double portion.
So in the New Testament, and it also says these people who are serving in the Lord will receive double portion.
其实上那个 double 就是两倍的意思。
对 ，the double means twice。
但是呢，其实现在教会有极少数可以做到两倍。
But so not a lot of church will give double the wages。
大部分的教会呢，也牧者是这个是很少，薪水很少。
So in most of the churches, the pastoral team receive a little.Money for
所以好多呢也会去打工，这样。
And a lot of the pastor have to.
但是这方面我们教会怎么样来 handle 呢
？How do we balance in our church？
那牧者的呼召也是对神负责。
So the callings are also a response to God.
所以呢，我们没钱的时候就降工资，有钱的时候并不加工资。
So when we will have money, we will have the wage, but if we don't, then we don't get it.
Reduce the salary.
Okay, reduce.
但是我们好多东西也不会让大家知道，为什么
？But we don't tell you a lot of details because.
因为我们不想让这个重担加在你们的身上。
Because we don't want to put the burdens on you.
也不希望你们任何的奉献呢是一个你跟别人的关系，跟牧者的关系，好像是这样的。你一定要明白，这是你跟神的关系。
You have to understand the offering that you made is between you and God. It's not because you have a relationship with the pastor.
所以呢，这些东西讲到这里呢，我们还是一个属灵的家。
So when we talk about this, we are spiritual family.
那这一方面呢，我们会以后偶尔的都会讲一下，因为我最近发现好多人真的不明白奉献的意义。他说不是他不想奉献，而是他不懂。
So a lot of people, I found a lot of people do not understand the true meaning of giving tenths of the offerings.
因为在中国的文化里面，这并不是我们文化的一部分。
Because this is not part of the Chinese culture.
这是圣经启示的重要的一部分。
But this is a revelation that has been revealed in the Bible.
但是话虽如此呢，今天所有的奉献呢，你都是按照神给你的信心来奉献就好。
So you will give according to your own faith.
所以圣经里面讲呢，说奉献的乐意的神就悦纳。
So in the Bible says, those who give gladly, you will receive.
你如果没有认识上帝，没有耶稣呢，就更不要提奉献自己。
If you do not know God, do not know Jesus, you don't even need to do the offering.
虽然你甘心乐意的奉献，神也会来悦纳。
Even if you give gladly, God will still accept.
但是更重要的是，你先要认识这位神，这是太重要。
The most important of all is to know the Lord your God.
啊，不认识他的时候呢，就是我们把次序要搞对了，先要认识他，再奉献给他。
We have to make this right. We have to know him first, and then we will know how to give.
所以以后呢，我们就是奉献越来越简单，就是我们以后在那边放一个小桌子，把奉献盒放在那边。
So we will make this simple. Later on, we'll just put a table and the box.
你什么时候都可以奉献，不一定专门在这个奉献的时间才奉献。
You can give any time, not during the service.
那这里面呢，就是做十亿奉献的人呢，就是有很多的见证。那以后我请他们来讲。
So we have a lot of testimony for the offerings that they made. We will invite those people later on
to give a testimony.
To give the testimony.
另外呢，十亿奉献是奉献到神的家里面。
So the tenth offering that you give is to the Lord's house.
不是自己支配的。
It's not by your own will.
You how to direct.
你要知道怎么样。
这是非常重要的。
It's very
因为我现在好多人说我们不知道钱到教会去了哪里，我自己来奉献给神，做神的这个是那个是。
So a lot of people say I don't know where my offering went to, so I'm gonna direct the money, so I will decide which person I'm gonna give.
那这不是圣经上的做法。
But this is not according to the Bible.
那这个呢，是你可能有的人帮助别人是一种娱乐。
Sometimes you entertain yourself by helping others.
你知道你相信我讲的话吗？好多人他的人生的目的快乐是从帮助别人来，是不是？
A lot of people the joy they are giving, they are having is to entertain others by helping them.
但是呢，奉献在神的身上跟那是两码事情。
But when you give to the house of the Lord is different.
比如说意大利的黑手党，他做非常多的慈善事业。
For example, the mafia team in Italy, they do a lot of charities.
那有好多的银行呢，他们发现奉献，社区的话呢，会引来很多的生意。
Because they found if they give a lot of charities, they will get a lot of business.
那事实上呢，这个为什么这么重要？这个不是你支配的。
Why is it so important? Because it is not by your own will.
因为人和神为什么要基督徒这个关系，人和神的关系有这么大的一个改变？
What is it that the relationship that you have will have such an impact?
是因为主权的奉献，主权主让主来做主。
It is because you are giving the authority back to the Lord.
所以主就把极大的你看不到的奉献这个祝福要给你。
So the Lord will give you invisible blessing.
因为他的主权范围的东西都要给你。
Because he will give what he has.
那好多人说我拿这个钱来这样来帮助人，那样来精神释放，来传福音，不可以吗？
You will ask, why can't I just give my own money, my own ways?
You translate what I said. 你拿去就说奉献啊，请人吃饭啊，传福音啊。
For example, treating other people's food or
preach gospel with others.
Or preach alcohol.
但是呢，这就是你的主权在你手里。
But this is you are holding you on to your own authority.
那等一会我会讲到呢，就是一个骑士的大光，就是说。当我们怎么样，这个钱呢，代表着奉献出来，代表着你主权的一种怎么样一种享受。
So later on, my message will review how when you give out your own wills, how God will review
your authority.
Your own authority, so God will review the revelation.
人的这种对神的一个关系呢，最主要的表现在他对金钱的看法。
So the relationship that with you and God.Sometimes we review in the relationship that you have with money.
Money. 大家是不是觉得是金钱很重要？
Do you think money is important?
你觉得很重要的举手。
If you think it's important, please raise your hand.
那你如果不举手呢？你要么非常富有，要么不知道。
Do not raise your hand. Maybe you are super rich.
金钱是非常重要的。
Money is very important.
所以耶稣在讲道讲什么的时候都会讲到金钱。
So a lot of message that Jesus preached has to do with money.
所以我们的主日呢，好多时候我们也会提到金钱。
So that a lot of times we will talk about money during our message.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
如果我们不把金钱带到教会里面来讲，用正确的方法对待金钱的话呢？
If we do not talk about money in church, we do not treat the money that we're supposed to do.
你在另外的六天呢，你天天就想钱。
So the other 6 days in the week, you will think about money a lot.
如果我们星期天讲钱呢，把钱带到主的面前，你知道怎么样主来祝福你的时候呢？
So if we talk about money on the Sunday and you know how to deal with money.
那另外的六天呢，你就天天讲主。
So the other 6 days in a week you will talk about the Lord.
因为主对你太好，你会经历不断。
Because the Lord has been so good to you, you will have experienced a lot of miracles.
所以呢，我们在教会里面必须要讲钱。
So in church we have to talk about money.
当然，讲的目的是要认识主。
But the purpose of talking about money is to know the Lord.
那主呢，非常关心你的钱，他要赐给你钱。
So the Lord.Care about your wealth. He wants to give you the money.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为钱很好，很脏。
Because money is good, money is dirty.
因为你需要 ，very simple.
很简单 ，because you need it.
所以呢，我们必须要放在神的光里面，要再来讲。
So we have to talk in the light of the Lord.
今天呢，我们讲的呢，就说我要讲，也为这个十三号先知来服侍我们来做预备。
So I talk about this and also to prepare for January 13 when the prophet come to our church.
今天我的题目呢，就是心在启示的大光中。
So the message today is to walk in the light of the revelation.
弟兄姐妹，你相信不相信？你如果从神那边得到一点点的启示的话。比你读十个博士都好。
Do you believe that if you receive revelation from God, it's even better than 10 doctorate degree?
你相信吗？
Do you believe that?
我相信，我经历过很多。
I believe that because I have experienced that myself.
上次我们的弟兄讲到这个金钱的时候，也讲到你能不能赚钱在于什么？当时的机会是不是？
So our brother has talked about the money last week, a couple weeks ago.Whether you can get the wealth or not, it depends on opportunities.
这就是说你有没有那个光，有没有那个阳光，对吧？
So it depends on whether you have the light or not.
是不是？那个光，真正的光是从哪里来？
Where does the true light come from?
不仅仅是赚钱。
Not just by making money.
而是你的人生的目标，人生的平安。你的家庭
the peace of your life and the purpose of your life
你将来要去哪里
where are you going
这些是更重要的
that's more important
所以我们翻开一些圣经来看一下、
so、
约翰福音第八章十二节
so John chapter 8 verse 12
耶稣如果能放的话就放出来大家呢翻开圣经好吧翻开圣经很重要随时带着你们的圣经我们讲到光的话启示的话呢圣经是最重要的启示
So the Bible is the light So when we talk about light the Bible is your light
约翰福音第八章十二节
John chapter 8 verse 12
耶稣又对众人说我是世界的光
Again Jesus spoke to them saying I am the light of the world
跟从我的就不在黑暗里走。
Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness.
必要得着生命的光。
But will have the light of life.
我在认识主之前，读到这一节经文的时候呢
？Before I knew the Lord, when I read this passage.
我说，耶稣要么是上帝。
So I said to myself, Jesus might be the God.
要么是个疯子
，or he's crazy，
要么是个傻子
，or he's dumb。
你知道傻子呢？他老说我就是谁谁谁谁谁。
people that have mental problems they will say I am somebody。
那你知道他是傻子对不对
？But because you know he's not, you know, in his right mind。
要么是狂人，对不对？狂人呢，就是 maniac people， 疯子，真正的疯子。
People who are crazy.
他也会说那种大话。
And he will say he will boast himself.
还有一个呢，就是他讲的是大实话。
Or he is telling the truth.
那后来我就挑战耶稣。
So I challenge Jesus.
长话短说，后来就信了他。
To make it short, I believed in him.
你想想，他说我是世界的光。
Just imagine he's saying he is the light of the world.
跟从我的就不在黑暗里走。
Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness.
必要得着生命的光。
He will have the light of life.
我不知道你有没有过经历，就是说三天你的家里面断电。
Do you have the experience that you are out of the afterlife for 3 days in your house?
其实三天断电呢，对你来说问题也不大，因为白天很光。
So even 3 days without light is okay because you still have light during daytime.
要经历过三天三夜可能没有光，搞试试。
If you experience 3 days and night without the light.
在阿拉斯加，好多人在冬天因为长有一段时间是没有太阳。
So in Alaska during winters, some period of those during those periods they will have no light at all.
所以说那边一些不习惯的人，好多人会得忧郁症，而且自杀。
So a lot of people will, if they are not used to that kind of weather, they might have depression.
你想想，你如果没有光会做什么
？Imagine that if you have no light.
你家里面如果没光，你会做什么
？If you have no light in your house, what would you do?
你是非常着急的，是不是
？You will be very worried.
那事实上，人没有认识耶稣之前呢，其实就是在这样一个状况，他已经习惯了。
So, but before you know the Lord, you are in the same situation. You don't have the light.
习惯。
But you are used to it.
已经 adapt， 就是你已经习惯这种情况，就是没有光的情况。你这做生意就是这样，听人讲，这个地方投资能够快，我就投资，对不对
？So you are used to do that kind of darkness. You don't have a direction. Some people might say, "Oh, do this business," and then you will just listen without any distraction.
就像黑暗里面人说很黑暗，不知道路在哪里。那个人说你往这边走，你就赶紧走。
So in the darkness, you don't see your direction. You don't see the way, and then some people might say, "Oh, go that way," and then you will start following.
结果呢，他走了半天，嘣，撞到墙上，头破了。
So the people before you might hit a wall.
但是你又没听见他撞了，他撞破了以后，他不告诉你。
He hit the wall, he might not even tell you, and you don't even know.
你就跟着他继续也撞了个墙。
And then you will follow him and hit the wall again.
撞破了以后呢，也不好意思。
When you hit the wall, and then you
也不告诉后面。
You don't tell the people next to you.
除非那个后面是你的儿子。
Unless he's your son.
不然呢，那就不告诉他。因为没面子。
Otherwise, you won't tell because you will lose your face.
你一定告诉他，我做得很好。
You tell them, "Oh, I'm doing good. I'm doing well."
因为这个就是不认识神的时候呢，他没有光。
Because when you do not know the Lord, you don't have the light.
不但没有光，还得戴个面具，那就更没光了，是不是
？Not just without light, you are also wearing a mask.
没有光还要戴面具，哪有光啊
？You don't have the light and you're wearing a mask. Where is your light?
是不是更没光了
？You have no light.
所以我们心里面、生活里面很多的挣扎。很多的重担
，so we have a lot of struggles, a lot of burdens in our life.
很多的问题出来
，a lot of problems in our life.
我们不知道怎么办
，and we do not know what to do.
个人有处理的办法
，everybody has a different solution.
有人说句，生活就是如此
，some people say, oh, this is the way of life.
尔虞我诈
，people cheat on each other.
人不为己，天诛地灭。
We don't live for ourselves, even the earth will fall.
那要么就是，怎么讲呢？就是其他的，就有人就对妄念俱毁呀。
Some people might have we lost hope.
我曾经有一个亲戚。
I have a relative.
他结了婚，生了孩子。
He got married and he had children.
结果他觉得世界上的重担太重。
But he thought the burden is too heavy.
他就开始学佛的东西。
So he started doing Buddhism.
后来他跟我讲，他说有什么龙象，他显现在召唤他。
And he was telling me that some kind of dragon appeared to him.
他说我要出家。
So he
当和尚。
He wanted to be a priest.
我把他臭骂了一顿。
I scolded him.
为什么娶了我的表姐，生了我的侄子？你今天你出家要当和尚把他们扔下，你真是太 stupid。
I told you how stupid you are. You marry my cousin and you have my niece and you want to be a priest.
Monk 不对 monk。我说你跟我信耶稣。
Come follow my Jesus。
你明白，个人有不同处理的方法，因为没有光，他总得用个办法来处理。
So everybody has a way of doing things. If he does not have light, he do his own ways.
今天我们认识了耶稣不一样。
So when we know the Lord today, when we know Jesus today, we are different.
因为我们心在大光里面。
Because we are walking in the light.
你知道我们多么的有福吗
？You know how blessed we are.
我们中间的见证是讲不完的。
The testimony amount
讲不完的
is endless.
讲不完的。那我们再放到以赛亚书第九章。
And also, we'll turn to Isaiah chapter 9.
这也是关于讲到耶稣。
And this is also about Jesus.
但是这个讲的呢是耶稣出生前大概600年前。
But this prophecy was back 600 years before the birth of Jesus.
先知以赛亚发预言。
The prophet Isaiah gave this prophecy.
讲到这个以赛亚书呢很有意思。
So when we talk about Isaiah, it's very interesting.
在1948年，在地中海，在这个以色列那边发现的这个死海古卷里面呢，保存最完整的就是以赛亚书。
So in 1948, in Middle East, they found the old scroll, and then Isaiah is the one of the book that has been preserved
best.
The best.
你如果上网的话呢，因为这个是20世纪非常重大的发现。
So if you go to the web, to the internet, you will find this is a very important findings in the 20th century.
经过鉴定呢，就是知道确实是公元前，就是耶稣出生前呢，放在那个罐子里面，藏在那个岩洞里面。
So it's been it has been found out, it has been preserved 600 years before the birth of Christ.
那这是绝对是耶稣出生前。
Definitely before the birth of Christ.
但是呢，他以赛亚书就说，保存下来的跟现在希伯来我们用的这个圣经呢一模一样。
And then the old scroll that they found is the same as the Hebrew version of Isaiah.
和现在讲的，现在我们看到的一模一样。
It's the same as the one that we're reading.
就是我们现在的圣经没有任何的篡改。
That means our Bible has never changed.
其中最主要的、惊人的呢是在什么地方？因为以赛亚书是预言耶稣最多的。
Why so special about this? Because the book of Isaiah has prophesied the most about the Jesus Christ.
这一章第九章特别的讲到，就是耶稣要来。
So in chapter 9, Isaiah chapter 9, it has talked about.The coming of Jesus Christ.
当那受过痛苦的必不再见幽暗，从前生死西布隆地，我念完以后你再念，和拿弗他利地必藐视，末后却是这沿海的路，约旦河外外邦人的加利利。大家英文的可以跟着念 ，So English speaking, you can follow that. 外邦人的加利利地得着荣耀，在黑暗中行走的百姓见到大光，住在死荫子弟的人有光照耀他们。也是这国民方多加增他们的喜乐，他们在你面前欢喜，好像收割的欢喜，像人分掳物那样的快乐，因为他们所负的重轭和肩头上的杖，并欺压他们的人的弓，你都已经折断，好像在迷颠的日子一样。杖是在妄撒之间所团带的盔甲，并那拱在血中的衣服，都必做可烧的，当作火柴。因有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上，他们必成为奇妙、测试、全能的神，永在的父、和平的君。他的政权与平安必加增无穷，他必在大卫的宝座上治理他的国，以公平公义治国，坚定稳固，从今直到永远。万军之耶和华的热心必成就这事。英文我们就不读了。So English speaking, you just read because of the time. Maybe we, I think you can still read one more time. It's the word of God. So.
But there will be no wound for her who was in anguish. In the former time, he brought into contempt the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. But in the latter time, he has made glorious the way of sea, the land beyond Jordan, Galilee of the nations. The people who walk in darkness,have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of deep darkness, on them has light shone. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at a harvest, as they are glad when they divide the spoil, for the yoke of his burden and the staff, for his shoulder, the rod of his oppressors, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For every boot in the trampling warrior in the battling tumult,and every garment rolled in blood will be burned as fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be on his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace will be no end. On the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forever. The zeal of the Lord will of hosts will do this.
这讲到呢，就说有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必当在他的肩头上，他们必称为奇妙、测试、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君。他的政权与平安必加增无穷。
For to us a
child, 而且耶和华的这些必要成就这事。
So for to us a child is born, a son is given, and the government shall be on his shoulders. He will be the called the Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of the government of peace will be no end, and on the throne of David and over his kingdom to establish and to uphold it for the justice with justice and with righteousness.And the zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
那今天呢，我们有时间，我下一次我会讲，就是有一些人在看见耶稣、认识耶稣、看到那大光的时候呢，他做了很多的事情在圣经里面，因此呢，就神就大大的祝福他，在困难里面，在苦难里面，怎么样来防败为胜？下一次我再讲。
Next time I will talk about a lot of testimonies of how people, when they receive the love of God and then they walk with God and their life has turned around and they receive the blessings from the Lord, but we'll talk about that next time.
那这里讲到呢，有一个孩子会生下来，这个孩子呢很特别，他是奇妙、测试、全能的神。
So in this passage we see that a child is born and then he will be called the Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God.
永在的父，和平的君。
Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
一个人，一个孩子怎么会成为永在的父呢
？How can a child become the father, Everlasting Father?
今天不仔细讲，这就是耶稣来到世上，他是既是神又是人。
So we do not talk in details, but this is what Jesus came for.
这也是我们信仰的中心所在。神道成了肉身，住在我们的中间。
Is also the foundation of faith. So the God came as a human body and to live with us.
他要担当我们的一切。
He will carry our burdens.
担当我们的罪。
He became our sin.
把我们死亡的咒诅要除去。
He will break the curse of death.
那具体的来讲，就是说，究竟要除去哪些咒诅呢？
So what kind of the Prophet has seen.
看见这位要来的孩子，要来的这一个君王，他要做什么呢
？So he has seen what the child will do, what he's gonna do.
他说那些被藐视的地方，在黑暗中的百姓呢，看见了大光。
It's been said that people who walk in darkness will see great light.
哇，黑暗中。你像那个先知远远的一线里面看见拿弗他利的加利利耶稣要出生的加利利看见他大光他是多么的羡慕
Just imagine the prophet see in his vision that when he see the people in walking darkness in the land of Zebulun and Naphtali and then he sees that child will be born in Galilee
就看到这些人多么的有福大光在照耀
See how blessed they are when they see darkness
See the light when they walk in darkness.
And also people who are walking in death will see the light from the Lord.
这里讲到先知远远看见的一些东西。
So it's the vision the prophet has seen.
第一个他说国民繁多加增他们的喜乐。
So the first he will say multiply the nations and increase its joy.
大家是不是要这种喜乐
do we long for this kind of joy
要我们的资送增多，现在好多人不太要资送增多，其实那时候祝福就是我们的资送要增多。
So in the past, it's a joyful thing for us to increase our descendants.
就像安娜这样。
Just like me, I'm
three kids. 这是神的祝福。
So this is a blessing for us.
我们现在有属灵的孩子，就是神给我们的祝福。
Now spiritual children are given to us by God.
那种喜乐。
So the joy that we have.
他们这个喜乐多么的喜乐呢
？So how joyful is that？
好像收割人的欢喜和人丰鲁物那样的快乐。
It's just like the joy at the harvest, and also like the joy when you're dividing the spoil.
是在我们今天的城市里面长大的人不能体会这种喜乐。
So a lot of people do not know this kind of joy because we're growing up in the cities.
没有打过仗的人不能体会这种喜乐。
And the people who have never been to the battle will not know this kind of joy.
我们中间多少人是农村里面长大的？
How many people are raised in a village?
Countryside. 你知道吗？一年中间最快乐的时候是什么？
So when is the best time and during a year?
就是收割的时候。
It's the harvest time.
那时候所有的大大小小都会唱歌。
So the old and the young will sing.
啊，鼓足了劲头。
They have all the energy.
累得不得了。
Even though they are tired.
我记得那次收割的时候，我们不到十岁就去跟着大人去收割那个镰刀啊，收割腰都直不起来，当时高兴得不得了。麦子看到金黄的一片，赶快要收到场上，收到仓里面。
So I remember before I was 10, I was so happy during the harvest time, even though I was tired.With my back hurt, but I still wanted to harvest the
wheat to the threshing floor. They gather the wheat to the threshing floor. 的厂上大工厂上
To the barn.
那最后呢，就收到仓里面。
So we collected the wheat into the barn.
所以我们在这个大工厂上面去唱歌。
So we sing in the barn and we dance in the barn.
那都会看到 dance in the barn 在那个厂上面。那个 threshing floor
OK
所以他城里人不知道的那种快乐
people who are in the city might not know the joy that we have
哇你知道那种泡那种喜乐看到仓里面堆满了粮食
when I see the barn filled with the harvest the joy that I had
后面一种快乐呢我也没有经历过是打仗的人俸禄货
So the other joy I have not experienced as well is when people who are battling in the war, they come and divide the spoil.
苏母经历过战争。
My wife has experienced in the war in the past.
但是很多时候打败了，没有经历过打胜的喜乐。
But most of the time they have not been experienced the joy of the winning of the
war. 但是看过很多的电影，对吧？
But I bet you.Watch a lot of movies.
你知道打完胜仗的那种喜乐，比丰收的喜乐更喜乐。
So when you win the battle, the joy that you have might be even greater than the harvest joy.
因为为什么
？Why is that？
因为前面在打仗的时候呢，你就在跟死神在搏斗。
Because during the battle that you are fighting with death.
你如果打输了
，If you are defeated，
你自己被杀了。
You will lose your life.
你的太太孩子被掳了。
And your wife, your children might be looted.
村庄被毁了。
And your country, your home will be destroyed.
孩子都做了奴隶了。
And your children might be slaves.
亲戚可能都死光了。
And your relatives may be all dead.
所以打仗的时候呢，抱着什么样一种心情在打仗
？So, when you fight, what kind of What are you fighting for?
What kind of feeling you have?
That you have when you fight.
那个时候是，你知道，就是一个阴和那个黑暗和光明就在那个什么交错的地方，你在生死中间在挣扎。
So you are battling between light and the darkness, life and death.
所以当你得胜以后呢？那立刻就放纵，局势放纵。
So when you win the battle, the whole situation has changed.
那心情也完全放纵。
So you will turn upside down. Your feeling will be very different.
不高兴也得高兴，不唱歌也得唱歌。
Even if you're unhappy, you still feel happy. You will sing even if you're crying.
为什么呢
？Why is that?
因为你 整个命都捡回来。
Because you have gained your life again.
你家人的命都捡回来。
You gain the life of your families and relatives.
所以我们今天在教会里面敬拜，是因为我们的命被捡回来。
We worship in the house of the Lord because we have gained our life.
我们好多人好像不太体会这个。
A lot of people have not experienced this kind of joy.
事实上，是我们的命被捡回来。
But indeed, we have gained our life.
那种快乐。那种掌声以后又去封路，我不但是命捡回来，看到地上那些人的金银财宝、耳环啊、戒指啊，看有的人带着金银财宝的牛啊、羊啊，就是得胜了，你可以捋对方。
So the spoil that you get, you have not just because you gain your life, but you also have the spoils from your enemies and jewelries, goods, wealth.
耶稣呢，就是在做这个事情，知道吗？
Do you know that Jesus is doing the same?
先知看到的就是这个事情。
This is what the prophet sees.
你丰收的喜乐。
The joy of harvest.
死里出生，出死入生的喜乐。
When you gain your life back from death.
第四节讲的，因为他们所负的重担和肩头上的杖柄积压他们的供，你都已经折断了，好像弥甸的日子一样。
So in the verse 4 it says the yoke of his burden and the staff.For his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor you have broken.
你知道什么叫做肩上所负的重轭，肩头上的杖？
Do you know what is the burden on your shoulder?
今天就是我们肩头上的压力。
That's the burden on our shoulders.
今天就是我们肩头上的很多的压力。
It's the pressure that's on us.
你知道今天的人更加需要耶稣，为什么？因为他肩头上的压力越来越大。
Why do we need Jesus?Because the burden that we have upon our shoulders.
先知远远的看见。
But the prophet see in his vision.
耶稣来要把你这个重担要拿走。
Jesus come to remove the burden.
因为那个时候弥甸人在压迫以色列人的时候呢，他们种地啊，偷偷的种地，快要成熟的时候，弥甸人来把他们就踏，把那个地就踏平。
So back those times, the Medians will, the Hebrews will do a plant seeds in secret because they don't want the Median to come. But when the harvest is coming, the Median will come and then destroy the land.
特别你读到这个士师记里面，祭奠的故事就是跟弥甸在打仗。
So especially when you talk, when you read about the
Gideon's story.
That you will see the descriptions.
They were oppressed by the Midians. 那个时候呢，给点就偷偷的藏在一个地方，就在那个酒渣里面弄点粮食吃，因为米甸人一看到他们有粮食就捡走了。
So the judge Midian was secretly pounding the food that they got because if the Midians came and see, they would take the food away.
那今天我们在做什么？我们也在拼命的来做我们的工，因为我们要有 food， 对吧？
So this is what we also do today. We just like the media, we just try to make our own food, and fearing that others might take it away.
就是今天我们新闻上看到的东西呢，跟我们实际生活里面的可能很不一样。
So when we see, we read about the news, might be very different from what we experience in our daily life.
我刚才讲的，有的人会报道一些实话。
I said, some people might report the truth.
但是大部分的人呢，他不会告诉你实话。
But most people do not tell you the truth in the news.
心里很苦，但是做广告的时候呢，这个一定要把化妆的非常好，穿的非常好，要表现出来我赚了多少多少的钱。
Even though a person might be highly very oppressed, but still he will put on his makeup and then presenting her best, showing how much money he or she might be making.
啊，我活得多么多么的幸福！啊
，How joyful that I am living.
所以你看到那个 BMW 的广告呢，前面一个很帅的小伙子。
So when you see the ads on TV, BMW car, you will see a very handsome man.
你看到一瓶这个啤酒
，You will see a jar of beer.
完了以后呢，旁边一个美丽的姑娘就向他走来。
And maybe a beautiful girl will walk in towards him.
有只有 BMW.
So he has a Mercedes.
看窗在看我有钱，这是广告。
But this is all ads.
因为 BMW 的公司和啤酒公司，再加上服装公司。
Because the ads from the Mercedes, from the beer company, from the fashion industry.
They want to make money.
你想不想赚钱？
但是在真正的生活里面是怎么样的呢？
But what is it in the real life?
现在发现很多人得忧郁症，
a lot, 孤独。A lot of people feeling lonely, they have a depression.
过去不得忧郁症的人现在也开始得忧郁症。
People who do not have depression are starting to have depression.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为肩上的轭，肩上的重担。
Because the yoke on your shoulder, because the burden that's on your shoulder.
我看了说有一个人研究说为什么会有忧郁症。
I read a research about why people getting depression.
他说这个学生呢，你看功课的压力那么大。
You see, a student they have a huge burden on because of the courses that he's taking.
成人看到买了一个房子，结果 mortgage 没有算好。每一个月付的要比挣的要多。
So, the burden might be a mortgage, heavy mortgage that you cannot afford.
夫妻俩吵架。
The conflict between husband and wife.
孩子的学费很贵。
Maybe too much tuition fee for your children.
老板呢发现，那个公司比我的公司发展的要快，再过十年，他就比我厉害。
So.If you are boss, you may find the other company may be more competitive than you, and you may lose your company in 10 years.
你听马云的演讲的时候呢，马云有时候说点实话。
So when you listen to the speech of 马云, you will hear some truth.
他说他很少能够睡着觉。
He said he can hardly sleep.
因为他在竞争。
Because he's competing.
这就是肩头上的那个轭。
This is the yoke that is on your shoulder.
耶稣呢就是要折断这个轭。
So Jesus came to break the yoke.
那后面第五章讲的呢，战死在乱撒之间所穿的盔甲，并那被拱在穴中的衣服，都必作为可烧的，当作火柴。
So in the verse 5 says, every boot of the trampling warrior in Babylon.Tumor and every garment rolled in blood will be burned as fuel.
就是说这些战袍盔甲呢要烧掉，什么意思？
So the boots, the garment will be burned. What does it mean?
因为人打仗，一直在打仗。
Because people are fighting in the battle.
你知道今天人都在打仗吗？
Do you know that every one of us is in a battle?
你知道特朗普把孟晚舟要逮起来是为了什么？
Do you know why Trump is what?
I want to arrest Meng Wanzhou.
Oh, do you know why Trump is trying to arrest a CEO of the?
为了经济战争。
Because of the economic war.
为什么中国政府出来又怕加拿大的几个人逮起来？
Do you know why the Chinese government have arrested some of the officials in Canadian officials?
今天华为五 G 要在欧洲这些国家去签约。
So Huawei is a cell phone company. It's trying to get the 5G a contract in the Europe.
这是你死我活的战争。
Because it's a life and death battle.
在这些战争里面呢，惨都是拱着血的盔甲。
So this battle is the garment rolled in blood.
你知道股票市场跌落的时候，多少人没饭吃吗
？Do you know when the stock market falls, how many people will lose their job?
但是你知道股票市场后面是什么人在操纵吗
？But do you know what kind of people are behind the stock market?
特朗普跟美联储骂，鲍威尔一动，他就不敢加息，稳定了一下。过两天他又开始加息，又什么大跌。对对
so Trump may give some kind of orders so that the bank will not increase their interest, but maybe a day later things might be different.
你知道2008年那个金融大海啸的时候呢，我有一个房客住在我的家里。
So back in 2008 during the economic turmoil, I have a tenant living downstairs.
他就喜欢炒股票。
He likes to play with the stock market.
炒到几十万块钱。
He gained about, he gained some money.
那天一夜之间，突然就没了。
So overnight he lost all his money.
那我们怕他想不开。
We were afraid that he might not make it.
事实上，那个时候好多人自杀。
So in fact, a lot of people committed suicide during those times.
我也不想让一个人死在我的家里面。
I don't want someone to commit suicide in my house.
所以我祈求，我们夫妻俩去跟他去谈话祷告。
So, me and my wife went downstairs to talk to him and counseling him.
还好，他说我还年轻。
He said, "Oh, I'm still young."
Anyway, 长话短说就是那种打仗打仗打仗
So to make the story short, it is a battle.
今天的我们的学生在打仗、
our children are battling.
上次去国内的时候碰到一个朋友我们一起吃饭
Last time, when I was in China, I met some friends and we were having a meal.
他说当我儿子到六岁的时候
When my son turned six.
第一天去上学
First day of school,
我看着他背着沉甸甸的书包。
I looking at him carrying a heavy backpack.
他说我非常的难过。
I was very sad.
因为从此我孩子的童年就结束了。
I was sad because the childhood of my child has ended on that day.
现在就是这样一个小孩子，从小就进入战争。
This is the truth. Like even little child are entering into battling fields.
这里耶稣来要做什么
？So what does Jesus do?
这些战争的这些盔甲都要烧。
So all these boots and garments will be burned in fire.
因为他来是带着和平来。
Because he came as Prince of Peace.
他是奇妙测试。
He's the wonderful counselor.
也是和平的君。
He's the Prince of Peace.
大家要来经历他一切那种奇妙 wonderful
we have to come and experience his wonderfulness
他是测试测试什么就是参谋好参谋
what is counselor is a good counselor
就是他是你的参谋就是他是你最好的诸葛亮
he is your best counselor
那下一次呢我会讲到就是圣经里面的一些人物怎么样接着他其实我们中间有很多的见证大家在聊天的时候可以来聊神给我们很多的 counseling 就是那种策略
so we have a lot of testimonies so we can talk about it among you guys because the Lord has given a lot of counsels in us
非常的奇妙
very wonderful
因为他是全能的神
because he's a mighty God
我们今天呢先在这里就到这里结束
so we will end it here
我们下面呢大家来一起来祷告、
so、
下一次我会讲到更细节的要心在这个启示的大光里面我们怎么样来接受启示心在启示里面
So next time I will talk more about how to walk in the light of the revelations
最主要的是认识耶稣这是最大的启示
The most important thing is to know Jesus Christ That's the revelation
请大家起立我们一起来做祷告
So we invite you to stand up and pray
哈利路亚如果你愿意的话就举起手来代表一个接受
你 you raise your hand
主啊是的主我们谢谢
Lord we thank you
因为有一婴孩为我们而生
because a child is born
有一子赐给我们
to us a son is given
政权必担在他的肩头上
and the government shall be on his shoulders
他们要成为奇妙测试全能的神
and his name shall be called wonderful counselor mighty God
永在的父和平的君
Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
谢谢你，你是我们永在的父。
Thank you, Lord. You are our everlasting Father.
谢谢你，你是和平的君。
Thank you. You are the Prince of Peace.
谢谢你，你是全能的神。
Thank you, for you are the mighty God.
谢谢你，你是 wonderful Counselor.
谢谢你，你也是奇妙的测试。
谢谢你。
Thank you.
主啊，是的，今天我们再次把你深深的接到我的心里面来。
So we invite you again to come into our heart.
愿你进入我们的生活。
Invite you into our lives.
我们也愿意和你同行。
We want to walk with you.
因为我们真的需要你。
Because we need you.
我们需要启示的大光。
We need revelation.
我们承认我们在黑暗里面行走。
We are walking in darkness.
我们承认我们肩头上有很多的重担。
And we know we have burdens upon our shoulders.
我们承认我们有打不完的仗。
We know we have endless battles.
我们的心在流血，我们周围的人在流血。
Our heart is bleeding. The people around us are bleeding.
主啊，是的，主，我们需要你。
Lord, we need you.
主啊，你要开启我们中间所有人的眼睛。
Open the eyes of our people.
不认识你的，我们要认识你。
Those who do not know you, you will open your eyes and know you, Lord.
就像爱因斯坦所讲。
Just like Einstein has spoken.
他说，创造的背后没有恶意。
The purpose behind creation has no evil.
你说到的一切都是好的。
Everything that you made is good.
你的本意和初心都是好的。
Your plan is good.
主啊，我们却忘却了你。
But we forgot about you, Lord.
我们却没有跟随你。
We have not followed you.
我们按照我们自己的方法去做很多的东西。
We do a lot of things according to our own plan.
今天我们再次在这里面前说，主啊，我们愿意来认识你。
Again, we come to you today and we want to tell you that, Lord, we want to know you, Lord.
我们告诉我们该怎么做。
Tell us how to do.
主啊，是的，主，我们再次的说，主啊，你祝福我们中间的每一个人。
And we ask for your blessings. Bless each one of us.
要开我们的眼睛。
Open our eyes.
要看见那大光。
So that we can see the light.
主啊，是的，主，我们感谢你，赞美。
Yes, Jesus, we thank you. We praise you.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
我们这个时候呢，利用一点点时间，我们把一些知道的事情带到主的面前来祷告。也有一个感恩的见证，就是Frank 方勇的今天他没在我们的中间，但是他从国内已经回来，是他的妈妈呢有一年多的时间住院，因着大家的祷告呢，他出院了，90多岁，一年多一直发低烧，但是现在出院。
So we have a brother, he's not with us today. His mom in her 90s has been sick for over a year, but because of prayer she has walked out of the hospital.
所以我们要感恩。那另外有一些我们知道的，我们还是要来祷告。
So we also want to pray those that in need.
等一会大家可以分小组在里面祷告。我们不知道的，有一些细致的，也可以来祷告。
So later on we will divide in groups and pray.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you again.
为方妈妈献上感恩。
We give thanks for Fang Yong's mom.
主啊，谢谢你。
Thank you.
你爱我们。
You love us.
谢谢你。你听我们的祷告。
Thank you for listening to our prayers.
谢谢你，你让这90多岁的人重新出院，能够回家。
Thank you, even though she is in her 90s, she still walk out of the hospital.
谢谢你。
Thank you, Lord.
主，我们继续的把另外一些弟兄姐妹带到你圣的宝座面前。
And we bring our brothers and sisters in front of your throne.
主，我们把安妮的侄子甜甜再次带到你圣的宝座面前。
We bring the niece of Annie, Tian Tian, and we bring him into your presence.
主啊，是的，主，你怜悯他。
Yes, Lord, give him mercy.
主啊，在圣经里面没有一个来到你跟前的你不医治。
So in the Bible, none of those who came to you, you have not healed.
主啊，是的，主。
Yes.
愿你的大能临到他。
Put your mighty hand upon this child.
主啊，你赦免他父母的罪。
And forgive their sins, the sin of.
主啊，你来就是要担当我们的罪。
You came to carry our sins.
你不定我们的罪。
You do not put us.
如果你定我们的罪，谁能在你面前站立得住呢？
Who can stand before you if you judge us?
谢谢你，你不审判我们。
Thank you for not judging us.
今天是悦纳的日子。
Today is a day of
恩典的日子。
The day of grace.
主啊，你的大光在甜甜的家里面照耀。
And your light will shine in the house of 甜甜。
让孩子、父母都要来经历你。
So that the parents and the child will experience your.
我们耶稣就得宣告你大能要进到他的头脑里面。
In Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ, I declare that the light will shine into this household.
主啊，你亲自来医治他。
And you come and heal this child.
要荣耀归于耶稣。
And the Glory to you, Lord.
主，我们也为辛蒂的婆婆祷告，她现在植物人，一直在回到家里面，就是 Tommy 的奶奶。
And we also pray Cindy's mother-in-law.
主啊，是的，主你也能够，主啊，你要向她的儿女都要来显现。
Lord, you reveal to the two her children.
你赦免他们的罪。
Forgive their sins.
主啊，虽然这个人过去拜偶像做什么，但是主啊，你来就是担当我们罪的。
But you came to carry our sins, even though we have did wrongs in the past.
主啊，是的，主，你来亲自来医治他。
Come and heal her personally.
主啊，你是一个非常大方的神。
God, you are gracious God.
你不给我们讲条件。
You don't give us conditions.
主啊，你在圣经里面医治人的时候，你从来没有说你一定要这样这样我才医治你。
In the Bible, you never said you have to do this and that, then I will heal you.
但是你就医治了他们。
You just healed them without conditions.
他们就跟随了你。
And they followed you.
主啊，我们宣告主啊，河床大哥的一家要跟随你。
So we declare that their family and their household will follow you, Jesus.
主啊，我们中间有病痛的，你亲自来医治。
And the people who are sick among us come and heal us.
我建议你把你的手按在你的病灶上面。你如果哪里有病，按在你的身上。
If you have sickness upon your body, put your hands upon the place.
我再次的向到先知向我们教会多次发的预言。
And many times prophet have prophesied over in our church.
说神迹其实要随着我们。
Miracles will follow our church.
医治将成为一个远近闻名的事情。
And the healing power will become a known story.
Remarkable
thing.
主啊，是的，我们相信，你借着先知所发的预言。
Yes, we believe in what the prophet has said.
我们更相信你的宝血。
And we believe in the blood, your precious blood.
更相信你的大能。
And we believe in miracles.
更相信你创造的大能。
We believe the creation power.
救赎的大能。
Redemption power.
主啊，是的，主，今天你的这大能要临到我们每一个弟兄姐妹。
Your mighty power will be upon us.
因你的鞭伤，我们得医治。
Because of your stripes, we are healed.
你要相信，我觉得神要提升你的信心，你要求信心。不要说我的这个病已经很长时间了，我都不 care 了。不要这样，一定要求信心，求信心。
We have to ask for faith, ask for faith.
不要放弃。
Do not give up.
因为神愿意让你身体健壮的来服侍他。
Because God wants you to heal your body, wants you to be healthy and serve Him.
圣经里面他没有哪个地方写着他愿意一个人在病床上躺着来荣耀他。
In the Bible, it never been said that he wants a person to glorify his name in his sick bed.
虽然有的人要经历一些痛苦。
Even though some people might experience troublesome time in his life.
学一些功课。
Learn his lesson.
但是我要求主打开你的眼睛，你要知道什么样的功课你要学，你早一些学会。
But I want God to open your eyes so that you know what kind of lesson that you should go through.
当你知道的时候，你很快就能做配合。
When you know this, you will do adjustment and then pass your lessons.
我要做一个很快的见证。
I want to do a very quick test.
我曾经脖子很痛，一些压迫神经。
I used to have a very painful neck, and then it hurt my nerves.
我就觉着大夫说是没有什么治法。
And the doctor said, there's nothing I can do.
那后来呢，我就去问神。
So I asked the Lord.
神让我呢，就是要全然的顺服。
And God told me to
submit,
totally submit to Him.
对，包括服事。
Including all my ministry.
好事，赚钱。
Including my
对待孩子。
My work and then the way of me training my children.
特别是对待我的太太。
Especially my wife.
要顺服主。
Totally submit to the Lord.
我就做了一个祷告。
So I made this prayer.
长话短说。
So make the story short.
现在完全好了。
I'm totally healed.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
神如果让你学什么功课，你问他，赶紧学。
So if God wants to teach you a lesson, go learn quickly.
做好学生。
Be the good student.
不要做不断不断的被管教的学生。
Don't be a student that continuously
being disciplined.
Disciplined.
因为神如果给你一个功课，他一定有他的目的，是不是？
So if God gives you a lesson, He has His own purpose.
但是在这个过程里面呢，我们一定要感恩，不要抱怨。
In the process, we only give thanks.
因为神不管怎么都是爱我的。
No matter what,
He loves me.
Yeah,
因为圣经上讲，万事效力叫爱神的人得益处。
Because in the Bible says all things work together for the good of those who love Him.
但是主，我们求主来提升你的信心。
We ask the Lord to raise your faith.
明白他的心。
Increase your faith. Know His heart.
能够来顺服他的旨意。
So that you will submit to Him.
在逆境中不抱怨。
So you do not complain in your heart.
充满了感恩和赞美。
Full of praise.
神的大能同在领导你。
So the power of the mighty God will be upon you.
但是我们还是要祷告，要医治。
But we still pray for healing.
主啊，施着你的医治，领导我们的弟兄姐妹。
Healing is come upon us, Lord.
你说，因为你的饼就是给你的儿女吃的。
Because you said the bread is for your children.
今天我们就是求饼，求饼不会给蛇，给石头，求雨不会给蛇。
Because the Bible says, if you ask for bread, He will not give you a stone. If you ask for fish, He will not give you a snake.
主啊，谢谢。
Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢。
Thank you.
你的医治来临。
Healing comes.
赞美主。
Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
主啊，你特别的让我们的弟兄姐妹每一个都要经历你的恩典。
We ask each one of us will experience your glory.
我们下面有两个三个人，如果你有个人的一些事情我们没有提到的，可以来祷告。也就着今天的信息。
So we'll ask two or three gather together and then pray.
主啊，你祝福我们下面的时间。
Lord, bless our time.
Amen.
Amen.